All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Hope everybody had a happy 4th of July. Got their fill of some fireworks if it wasn't canceled due to the deluge that we experienced yesterday. Thanks for all you meteorologists out there that were more concerned about what you wear on the air than what the hell might happen here, as we were absolutely flooded, literally, yesterday. But lo and behold, two-thirds of the usual suspects present and accounted for. Our man Harrison filling in for Nick, getting some much-deserved time off. But Barry and I are present and accounted for, and we'll take you from here till 4, doing sports and a whole lot more.
Yeah, I don't know about well-deserved.
Oh, come on. Did you hear what he's
going to
do?
He's got time off, but I don't know about well-deserved. Yeah, he's going to Corpus, right?
Yeah, his mom desperately wants to drive to Corpus. No, thank you.
Oh, man.
Good thing it's not hot and that drive is scenic.
Oh,
no, thank
you.
Yeah,
I've made that drive several times for comedy. Not a fun drive at all.
God, thank God there's a beach at the end of it, because holy moly, that drive sucks.
It's not as bad as you would think if you've done it a couple times. If you rarely do it, though, it is a crappy drive, because there's still towns. Like last time Andy and I went down to the Valley, which wasn't long ago, one of the towns on the way was still just in shambles because of Harvey. So the rebuild is still going on down there. So, yeah, not a fun drive, to be sure.
So how was the 4th?
The 4th was good. I enjoyed the time off, but I ate bad, so that was awesome. I had hot dogs. I was literally just a mini Joey, just wieners all in my mouth. Yeah.
I did that.
Here, no, thanks. You don't isolate stuff that I say on purpose. You don't know the rules
Nick
of isolating.
Me all the time. I intentionally did that in a couple of reads and
not.
They came back at me.
No. You can't intentionally, if I intentionally say wieners in my mouth, you can't isolate that. That's not the rules of the game.
Did you get all the way down to the Joey Chestnuts?
No, I did not have, what did he do, 74?
74. How about this?
In 10 minutes?
How about the fact that there's controversy? Did you hear about that?
No.
He and the chick went through their first plate, and the people that are supposed to be paying attention and counting didn't realize that they brought in a second plate to keep going, and their count was off. And everybody's like, oh, this is making all the credibility go away, and this is a trade. Even Darren Revell was, and I was like, it's a hot dog eating contest.
The credibility of gluttony? Really? The credibility of a bunch of, well, you can't even call them fat asses, because none of them are fat.
I mean, Joey's thick, but
come on, the credibility. Miss me with that.
74 Darren Revell hot dogs.
Yeah, he ate 74, as my wife would say, he ate 74 weenies in 10 minutes. And does Lisa do that? I feel like it's that Hispanic thing to say weenies. She doesn't say weenies. She says hot dogs.
She does say hot dogs, but she doesn't eat them.
Yeah.
Because she's all vegan and everything.
So yeah, 74. And it's just the most disgusting and wretched thing to watch. Dipping the buns in water. Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
And he starts it fast, like a day and a half, 2 days before the event.
Is that how he preps?
Yeah, he fasts. And then it's like they had him on the Today Show today. The last thing you want to see the day after eating 74 hot dogs is like 100 hot dogs. They're like, you want to do it again? I'd be like, hell no, I don't want to do
say?
It again. I'll do it in an interview. They had them both on there, and I guess they were going to have the Today Show people do it, and I took Taylor to school. I was like, I'm not sticking around for this, because I'd actually just throw up looking at him after eating 74.
That's a little excessive. I don't...
Almost $1 million wagered. Wagered!
And dude has won it like
9 of the last 10 years.
Yeah, and then before that, it was Kobayashi.
Yeah, what happened to Kobayashi?
I don't know. Probably died of diabetes. Who knows, man? That's...
It's possible.
Yeah, if that's what you do, yeah, it's very possible. I mean, I'm all for eating challenges and stuff like that. We've done that, but not to that extreme. I'm not down for that. Not at all. But
no.
I did break the diet because it was, you know, a holiday.
Sure.
And I was like, screw it. And my wife, it's customary in our household to have hot dogs on 4th of July.
Okay.
So I had to go down to the store in all the rain, which, by the way, it would, as you said, opening the show, it would be great if you could count on a prediction for the weather. Because I wanted to get the mowing in and the fertilizer before the rain came. Because I thought, well, this will save me money. Because you know how expensive my water bills can be. So I was like, well, this will be great. I can let the rain water in the fertilizer. But I don't have to, you know, you do have to be careful. Because if you get too much rain, it washes it away.
Yep.
And usually it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 inches. So I'm looking at the weather.com and I'm okay, look, half inch to an inch this day, half inch the next day, half inch the following. That's fine. That's all over time and it'll settle. No problems. I mow. I put out all that fertilizer that I paid $500 for. 4.5 inches of rain in like 6 hours and all of it is my ditches are going to be super green.
Yeah, they are going to be.
They're going to be the greenest ditches in all the land.
Spruce.
I'm so pissed. Literally all that money down the drain. Literally down the drain.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, God. I woke up. My wife was like, boy, it sure is raining. I didn't get up till like 11 o'clock because we had a leak in the roof, which was another thing. Yeah, it was a very slow drip. I think it was just the shingles got saturated, but probably going to have to get a roofing company out for
Fitz
that,
roofing.
Too.
Yeah. I got a guy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, see, we I sure need them.
Yeah, because you can use a courtesy AC and love them, right?
Yep.
But, yeah, so I woke up to a leaky roof, which turned out to not be a huge deal. And then I was like, well, how much does it rain? She was like, oh, about 2.5 inches. I was like, in how long? She was like, not very long. So, yeah, I'm screwed. I just, I'll screw it.
Somebody's got to get it right at some point, right? Because every weather report I checked, 3 inches was going to be the max, right? So I get up. And I walked the dogs, and it was just like, it was just starting to sprinkle. I'm going to get the dogs walked. I'm going to get back, grab my stuff, go to the gym, get on my way to downtown, and it starts just to open up. And I'm driving, and all of a sudden, in the middle lane, there is a van not moving. I'm going 70, and their hazards are on. And I'm like, what the? And I got a rental car. I'm like, I don't need 2 accidents in like a week and a half.
Yeah,
so right. I swerve, but I'm like, you've got to get that thing off to the side of the road. So you've been to the Met where we play hoops. We played for a couple hours, and the whole time we could hear the rain pounding on the ceiling because the gym is one of those like metal roofs over right by 45. But when we're getting ready to leave, and I call Lisa, and I'm like, hey, I'm heading home. You need anything? And she's like, you may need something. And I go, what do you mean? She's like, there's been like 6.5 inches of rain already, and everything is flooding. And I'm like, are you kidding me? She's like, so be careful trying to get on the on-ramp. I go on the on-ramp at 59, going up the on-ramp, and I see 3 cars coming right at me.
Oh, wow.
With their lights on,
yeah.
And one of them's honking their horn. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? Sure enough, just what flooded. I thought.
Yeah.
Everything under the bridges right there, 59 by the spur, completely starting to get underwater. So I just turned around, did what they did. Luckily, didn't get hit. Got off the highway. People are like running around on the highway as cars are coming in. I'm like coming inbound. I'm like, this is insane. And so I just started taking back streets, got around all of the cesspool there by 59.
Yeah.
And once I got outside the loop, I was able to get home. But I'm like, no. And everybody had flashbacks to the hurricane.
What I don't understand is we have all of this wonderful technology at our disposal. All of this amazing technology. There's actually concrete that can absorb water. If you've not seen the videos of this, there's concrete that they'll just dump just gallons upon gallons of water, and it just goes into the concrete. So we have this amazing technology. We have smart people on this planet that were able to get people in a ship and get them to the moon. But we can't figure out how the city won't flood if it gets 4 to 6 inches of rain. I don't understand what we're spending our money on in this city, but it certainly isn't anything that we need. Because I don't need an extra lane to get to the Galleria on 610. I need it not to flood so that people's cars don't get ruined. That would be great. And I know, and trust me, I don't need you geniuses with all your answers to start texting and tweeting at me. Well, it's technically, but just save it. The point is, we need to do something about it in this city, man. All of this money that we pay on tolls, take it and solve the flooding problem. And not just for the cars, but for the houses, too. How many times do people have to lose their homes It just drives me insane.
Well, Lisa,
I don't understand.
This morning, it's a good point too. How many times does the bayou have to flood and they rebuild everything to know that it's going to flood again until you stop spending taxpayers' money on it? They spent like all these millions of dollars to build that dog park for like the third time and really make it even better, and they just opened it recently, and by noon yesterday it was completely submerged in water and ruined.
Yeah.
Forget your fertilizer. We're talking about a dog park and millions of dollars washed away because they keep rebuilding crap that's going to continue to flood.
I don't get it. And they take in all the money, and I know that a lot of it is the county, but geez, man, something's got to be done. But yet you got politicians who are like, I'm going to fix the potholes. I don't give a crap about the potholes. I care about the flooding.
And let's think about this too. Remember when it was a big deal, like the bridges on 59, and Sylvester Turner said, we're going to light them up anyway, and I'll pay for it out of my budget or whatever to make sure they're lit. Instead of worrying about lights on the bridges, worry about everything below bridge level is concrete. And when it rains, it's going to fill up like a soup bowl. And cars are going to float.
Yeah.
And people are like, hey, I drove by and saw that waterfall on the side of the road at 59. No, that was just an excess of water massively pouring out of every orifice of the side concrete.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
By the way, K to the A sent me a thing on Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
22,200 calories, total fat, 1,332 grams of fat. Now, you know hot dogs have a lot of sodium in them, right? A lot of sodium.
Yes.
54,242 grams of sodium. For your daily value, the percentage, you know, you get, if you get 10 grams, it's 100%. He had 2,368% of his daily value in sodium.
But now you know he sticks a finger down his throat and throws up after that,
right? Total carbs, 1,850 carbs. 1,000, I don't get I get 20 carbs a day, max, on this stupid keto diet. That's what, 90 days of carbs for me? He had in 10 minutes.
But seriously, you know he's tossing cookies. He's got to be throwing up after that.
I don't know. That can't be healthy to do that either. Now you're just compounding the issue.
Healthy, I don't think any part of it is healthy at all.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, that's like saying, hey, don't smoke crack when you do meth, all right? You don't want to get addicted to that crack. Just stick with your meth. And
Healthy and what's healthy when you're wealthy? Because you know he's cashing in left and
it's
right.
It's not that much, right? It's like 10 grand, 20 grand.
No, he's got a sponsorship with Nathan's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's getting paid by Nathan's and other people. He should get one for like quick weight loss.
Yeah, that would be a good sponsor.
You know?
Yeah.
I take the chemicals and I throw up. That's great.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, we're just getting started here on the big show. The HR&P listener line wide open right now. You know how we do it. You can call, you can text 713-780-3776, and we're pretty good about taking those calls and getting your texts addressed. And, of course, there is Twitter where it's @BarryIsFunny, @PacManJoel with a K, and Harrison, I'll let you fill the listeners in. Your Twitter is?
Harrison the Prod.
Harrison the Prod. Okay. I'll let Barry have
is that for
that.
Prodigy, or is that for
producer. Produ-
okay, I didn't know if you were calling yourself a prodigy, which, by the way, I like the throwback Astros shirt. I dig that.
Thank you. I matched it with the throwback Rockets hat today.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that's matching, but...
Right. I agree with
you.
It's
different.
They're both blue.
Okay. There you go.
Especially with all the Arlington ass clowns this weekend that thought it would be cool to be wearing, like, Rangers hats and then Astros t-shirts. Don't mix and match those two teams. Just don't do it. All right, well, those are all the Twitter handles. We can be reached there as well, and we're pretty good at responding. We're just getting started, so stay right where you are. There's much more of the usual suspects on a Thursday, but right now I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about Josh Pesikoff and his staff for a long time. I have switched my allegiances, and I signed up with Infuse Energy. Best decision I ever made. Saving hundreds of dollars in the summer months on my energy bill because they know how to find a plan that's perfect for me and my family and at a great rate. A lot of people don't realize that with the heat going through the roof and literally going through your roof and costing you a lot of money, air conditioning bills can be high. And if your contract expires, your company that you're with isn't going to tell you because the minute it expires, they can charge you a higher rate, get more money from you, and until you figure it out, it's on you to keep paying extra money. Well, that's not the way Infuse Energy works. They're going to make sure that they talk to you, and they're going to get you set up with a plan that perfectly fits your business or your personal usage. That means when you call, you're not going to get an automated system that frustrates you. You're going to get someone on the phone that's going to be able to ask you as many questions as you ask them so that you can figure out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and the best plan and rate for you. That's the way they do business. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, or you can call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and we go from there to make sure that you get a plan that completely has your back. They're never going to try and screw you over. They're going to be 100% honest. They use 100% green energy, and it's the perfect situation for anybody in Houston, Texas. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
To call into the HRNP listener line. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just getting started on the show. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's Harrison. Not Harrison Ford, you people. Harrison Lerman is in for Nick. Nick, driving to Corpus, better have his app downloaded and better be checking in on us.
No way he's listening. Percent zero.
He's going to be
He's
like,
with his mom. He's never going to let her...
Can you imagine him going, Mom, I do work with these guys every day, but they're actually... They're good dudes. Nick, did he just say penis?
Yeah, like 1,000 times?
Yeah. What is going on? I don't know what you're working with.
Totally did, Mom. Can't, yeah. It's funny because my mom listens to this show, and sometimes she'll call me and be like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, me either. I can't believe I said it either, and it's weird.
I say that to you every day.
Yeah. Yep, probably. So, okay, one more thing I got to bitch about.
Please.
For 4th of July.
Nope.
Because we complained about, well, we didn't really complain, but we talked about the hot dog eating, and then I bitched about not doing anything about flooding in Houston. Blanket statement here, but if you pop fireworks, I hate you. I just want you to know that.
You're not a firework guy?
I hate fireworks, and if you pop them, I hate you too. Do it during the day.
Oh, come on.
10:30 at night?
But is that appropriate? There's a big difference between the during the day and 10:30 at night.
10:30 at night. Is that a good time to pop fireworks? You can't do it at dusk. You can't do it when it's starting to get... You got to wait until 10:30 at night to pop fireworks when people are trying to go to work the next day. And you're some a-hole that's out here like, hey, look at me. I know how to waste money.
I get it, man. After the fertilizer washed away, it was another get off my lawn moment.
10:30 at night.
Directed at fireworks.
And I don't even have dogs, but if I did, I promise you, because here's the thing that really bothers me, is our neighborhood, in the deed restrictions, it specifically says no fireworks. And people still just, whatever. They're going to do whatever they want. They're rude. It just goes to show you that you can't buy class. You can't buy common decency for your neighbors. And which don't even get me started about dogs pooping in the yard and people not picking it up.
Oh, you know, and that's a pet peeve of mine because I'm going to get blamed for it in my neighborhood.
But we have a specific, and it's one of the reasons we liked the neighborhood, is there are certain things you can and can't do. And one of the things that you couldn't do was pop fireworks. Like, that's not a thing. But people don't care. And I'm like, dude, 10:30 at night, for me, I don't have to get up early. But my wife gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So, of course, she can't sleep because there's fireworks going off all night. We don't have dogs, but do you know how many posts I had to read on Facebook of people's dogs that got out because they got spooked from the fireworks?
We were worried about it, but we lucked out.
I can't imagine. Your house must sound like...
No, we lucked out.
Like
so I
Jumanji.
Texted
Reheal. Just dogs going crazy.
Nothing. thank God, I texted Raheel and I was like, hey, we're thinking about going over to Constellation Field for the Sugarland fireworks. Do you know what time they start? And he's like, well, I think it's right after dark, but closer to 9. But I'll text. So he texted his guy, texted me back. I'm like, okay, cool, around 9. So I'm watching baseball and Lisa's getting Taylor ready to go. And all of a sudden she goes, babe, she fell asleep. I go, okay, so are we going to wake her before we go? And she goes, no, I think we're good. We're just going to let
her
sleep. Nice.
You got lucky. Like,
really? Okay. So then, based on the rain, I thought, well, maybe it's delayed. Obviously, everything that happened down at Eleanor Tinsley Park and the whole festival in Houston was canceled, but they were going to still do the fireworks. I'm waiting on all this different stuff. And all of a sudden, I go to let the dogs out at like...
Who let the dogs out?
Arf.
That was terrible.
It was like 9:45. And I go, they're going off right now. And we couldn't even hear them in the house. So I was like, I'm good. Dogs aren't freaking out. I threw them back in the house to let, like, till 10:30 when the fireworks, I knew we were safe. But couldn't hear them. Didn't have to deal with them.
See?
And here's the thing, though. Raheel texted me and goes, don't worry about Constellation Field, bro. Just go down Highway 6 a little past the stadium. It's a better show. And I go, oh, really? So is there, like, another suburb or community where they're going to... He goes, no, just people shooting them off. I go, I don't want to see rednecks shooting bottle rockets. I want my kids' first fireworks to be, like, real fireworks. And he's like... Oh no, man! Those are the regular people's fireworks are better. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I don't know. There are certain things that I.
You heard about these people that shoot bottle rockets at each other?
Oh yeah, yeah. We used to shoot the Roman candles at each other.
Just dumbass. Yeah. You're a dumbass
too. Like they have like the 8 little.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, we used to do that to each other. One of the worst burns I ever had. Was messing with fireworks that caught that. You know the road tar that's in between?
Yeah.
Something landed on there and started burning the road tar. And we were looking at it, and I was like, oh, dude, check it out. The road tar is burning. And I went with my hand to put it out, and the tar just, of course, stuck to my finger like a dumbass. And I couldn't, and it was excruciating. I was like 10. I was like,
way to go, JPP.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I saw a tweet, and I can't verbatim remember what it was, but it was hilarious yesterday that, like, people were having a 4th of July cookout, and they were really having fun until JPP showed up with a bunch of fireworks, and everybody went home.
Yeah. By the way, you want to take USA Mike's call before we go to break? Yep. And then, just leading into that, Blake said, no summer league talk? No, not happening.
Summer League?
Yeah,
not happening, Blake.
Summer League. Not happening, Blake.
But USA Mike does want to talk Rockets offseason.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, USA Mike?
What's going on, guys? Happy 4th. Long time no talk. Man, I've been in Colorado. That place sucked, by the way.
How high did you get?
Man, I don't remember. But yeah,
You plead the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, huh? Okay.
Correct. Man, hey, I know y'all probably got into this on Friday, so it's Friday, so please, Tuesday, so please forgive me if I'm coming in late. There was a report that came out about Jimmy Butler being completely unhappy in Minnesota, and obviously we need a Trevor Ariza upgrade, and I think Jimmy Butler would be it. But it also came out that he also wants to play with Kyrie somewhere, supposedly, because they're best buds. And I wanted to see if there was a potential potential trade package we could put together to possibly land a Jimmy Butler, albeit maybe a 1-year rental.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Mike. Look,
yeah, man.
I don't think anything of this, and I don't think anybody should worry about any Trevor Ariza replacements or anything like that. The Rockets are in great shape. They've done a fantastic job, and everybody's going to be fine. They're going to be, if not better, at least as good as they were last year, and we should just continue to move on. So, Barry, take it from there.
I know why you're doing that.
I know, and I'll come back with my real opinion in a minute.
Yeah. The problem is, man, they're in a bit of a pickle now. They don't have any money because I was clamoring on about it Tuesday, and Joe kept telling me, "Dude, they're over the cap. They've got no wiggle room." So once again, the recurring theme on the Rockets is Ryan Anderson is screwing the Rockets right now, and that's why they can't do anything. So. Getting a Jimmy Butler, man, you're talking about having to move Ryan Anderson, move Eric Gordon, and draft picks, but the money has to match because they're over the cap. So that's 36 mil, so you got to get close to that coming back.
Got to come within 15%.
Yeah.
So And here's the thing.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be really difficult. And they've still got to re-sign Capella. So there's a lot of stuff that has to happen.
And Luke Mbamute, if you want him back. So they've got a lot of work to do. And the thing is, if you were dealing with a team that played a similar style of play, you might have some teams that go, yeah, I like Eric Gordon. You know, I can see what you're doing with Ryan Anderson, but we could do this or that or the other thing. But when you're Tom Thibodeau and you're playing a slowdown, meltdown, half-court offense, and you want to pound the defensive end of the basketball, why in the world would you want to trade Jimmy Butler for Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon?
There's there's just not a reason. Eric Gordon, I get certain teams could probably use him if they're trying to. Because this is a copycat league. All leagues are copycat leagues. So more teams are starting to move towards, you know, three-point shooting as their primary source of points on the offensive end of the floor. So guys like Eric Gordon become a commodity, certainly.
Yep.
But guys like Ryan Anderson should have, but they're just not. You're stuck. I mean, you talk about a buyout, but I don't know what the ramifications are of the buyout. Does that free up the money? I don't think it does.
Depending on you, it used to be called the amnesty too, but if you still have, you can use it like one time within 3 to 5 years, but it's what Oklahoma City's probably going to do with Carmelo,
right?
Where you can spread it out. It comes off the cap.
Like 5 years, right?
One time only, then you can go ahead and get that money in the Oklahoma City's case. That's why they're signing the guys that they've signed, like Grant and Nerlens Noel. So you can try and do something like that, because you have to get a team that's willing to work with you, and they know they're doing you a big favor, so they're going to want draft picks and other things in consideration for taking on a contract. But no one wants Ryan Anderson with 2 years left on it.
Yeah.
If it was the last year of the deal, yeah, there might be some people that jump on that. I mean, I think realistically, and I was talking to some people on Twitter this morning, I think you guys have to realize that the Chris Paul deal, as happy as you are that he's back, that fourth year is where you might be staring
a
possible trade in the face, hoping someone wants to pick up 45 mil for a broken down point guard. So we'll see what happens. But other than that, yeah, I mean, look, Barry, you bring up the point that we continue to bring up to people that people aren't understanding. First and foremost, to make this even just a decent offseason, you got to re-sign Capella and try and bring back Luka Mbamute and then find a replacement for Trev. And the biggest problem you have now is Jeff Green signed a one-year, $2.5 million deal with the Washington Wizards. That deal would have been perfect for 1 year to fill in for Trevor. Now, all the guys that I threw out there as potential replacements for Trevor are gone, with the exception of one in Rodney Hood, and I don't know how available he's going to be if Cleveland's clearing the cupboards. But, man, it's going to be – Daryl's going to earn his money, I'll tell you that.
Yep,
it's going to be interesting to see.
When we come back, I've got a solution to the flooding from OU Mike. This is a perfect solution.
All right, well, we'll get to that. Let's make sure you call that guy that's always tweeting and being on TV that was everybody's savior, Jeff Lindner. During the hurricane, that was always the guy that was telling you what was going to happen next with the floods and everything. It's Jeff Lindner, I think. Right, Harrison? I don't know. We'll check it out. All right. Anyway, Barry and OU Mike have the solution coming up next. And right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Max in Houston, we know what he's done during the hurricane and otherwise. He's dedicated to the city. That includes his three furniture locations. And he's dedicated to getting you top quality American-made furniture from brands like Stickley that's going to last a lifetime at solid, solid prices where you're going to save money, love what you get, and know that you're going to get it right away. I'm telling you, it's not just a marketing statement that come off the commercials on Gallery. It's a way of doing business. They do it at all their three locations. So you can get them at Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. You can get them in the Galleria area, and you can get those deals at I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. No matter which location you hit up, Max people are going to take great care of you. They're going to be customer service friendly, from your payment options to your delivery, and what he says is what they do. That means buy today, get it within 3 to 4 hours. When the delivery people come, they're going to make sure that not only do you get your new furniture, but if they can remove old furniture or move it around, they're going to help you out. And as always, deals like the Astros deal is back again. That means you buy $3,000 or more worth of Tempur-Pedic and bedroom furniture at Gallery. If the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. It's just the way Mac does business. And the most important thing that Mac always stresses is exactly what they're going to do time and time again. And that is, Gallery really will save you money.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, it's Barry, no Nick Harrison filling in for him. I promised you guys the solution to the flooding crisis in Houston. And I think OU Mike has, you know, I talked about all of the brilliant minds that we have in this city and in this country and in this world and in this universe. And one of them came to the forefront with an idea that I mean, we got a lot of text about floating houses and have floating houses instead of building them on foundations and whatnot. And okay, someone said turn the Astrodome into just a big holding facility for water. And I'm down with that. And I think they do that in Japan where they have these big silos that hold water and then they funnel it out to the sea. But OU Mike is thinking outside the box. And he said, look, it's real simple. Prior to the next big rain, prior to the next flooding event, just spray the whole city with Rain-X.
Are you kidding me?
Just spray the... He also added, has anyone ever thought about just leaving rolls of Bounty outside during flooding?
It is the quicker picker-upper.
I mean, OU Mike, for all of the crap that we give him, is a genius.
Maybe we could put Rain-X in those like wildfire planes and drive them over the whole city.
Yes, see, next time in my neighborhood, I know what I'm doing. When there's a flood event, I'm just putting Bounty in the yard everywhere. And then, I mean, thank you, OU Mike. Thank you for solving a huge dilemma.
How many times in a year are you going to thank OU Mike? That's a random.
No, that was genius. You guys don't know.
I'm saying overall during the course of a year, you're not going to thank him very many times.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are right about the flooding. If you correctly fix the city's infrastructure and drainage, even the cable, electric, as a one-hole conduit, you could actually fix the flooding situation and provide a substantial upgrade to the city's output for energy and growth. But that costs money, and that's not going to be done because too many people sit there whining. Makes more sense than actually spending the money and getting stuff done.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, like I said about the concrete under the bridges on 59. The other thing is, when you think that the infrastructure that's going to work for you long term is concrete tunnels that go underneath ground level just to come up to get you on highways with little measurements on the side measuring the feet just so that they can show that there's 10 feet of water in that tunnel within the first hour is not smart.
No, it doesn't make sense. But like when I was bitching about it to my wife, who, poor her, she has to listen to all this just lamenting and garbage that comes out of my mouth.
She only does it two more days a week than me.
Yeah, but for many more hours. Good you point. Only have three. She's,
true, true.
But I was like, you know, I mean, just, dude, they could dig the bayous deeper. She was like, you're such a dumbass. Like, what are you talking? I'm like, what? I think that's a good idea. You dig the bayous deeper, that holds more water. Widen them, make them deeper. They hold more runoff. They hold more water. I'm just here to solve problems. That's all. Why can't we just dam them up for a little bit, reroute them through some other bayous, dig them deeper, widen them a little bit? Okay. You know,
I'm just watching you and letting you go. I'm sitting here thinking, I mean, with all that being said, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, what the? Seriously, from a Houston perspective, you just have to have better.
Just dig a new
bayou. There has to be someone that can figure it out a little better than this.
Yeah, make a new bayou.
Did you see it on TV yesterday? The lady, the one I'm talking about, is that entrance ramp to 59 off of 610 right there by the Westheimer and the Best Buy. You literally go down underground to start coming up to get on the highway. It filled up with like 10 feet of water in the first hour. And some lady looks at it going, in an SUV going, I think I can make this. It's still not high enough. So she starts floating away. And two guys that happen to be working like at TxDOT see her floating away. And they get her window open and they drag her out. And one guy eats it trying to get her ass out of the car. And then there's a lady over the top going, do y'all need blankets or sheets? Can I help? And I'm going, just be smart. Don't try and drive in it. Her car is a sail away from being like a boat floating off.
Yeah. People
just
are dumb.
Dumb, man.
So I guess in regards to me bitching about the fireworks,
okay.
Somebody texted the show and said, happy 95th birthday, Barry. Holy bleep. Hey, you just leave me be. You don't worry about, and don't come near my lawn. You stay off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
And don't worry about me. Somebody said, in regards to the fireworks, imagine living in the hood with four dogs and hearing fireworks all night and wondering if those are also gunshots. I got zero sleep last night. Ugh. I bet.
Yeah.
I could totally see that. And this texter brings up a good point about the Ryan Anderson thing.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson is not screwing the Rockets. The Rockets screwed themselves when they gave Matt Bullard 2.0 a $20 million a year contract.
From the day they signed him, that was Matt Bullard at $20 million a year. And I don't know why everybody said, well, he was the perfect fit for a Rockets system when they signed him. But they signed him for 4 years. And they signed him for $20 million a year. I don't know what part of that made sense then or now. If he was the perfect fit, I mean, at the time, they gave him $5 million a year more than Eric Gordon. And Eric Gordon, at least, was a guy that brought a lot to the table. You just were worried about his health. Boy, that contract's going to be tough to unload, man.
Yeah, but I think you Ryan Anderson brought a lot to the table, but you had the same concerns about both guys. Could they stay healthy, and can they play defense? At the time, you weren't worried about shooting, and the advantage of a Ryan Anderson was the fact that he was a stretch four, like a legit stretch four.
I get that.
So it fit in what Daryl Morey was trying to put together. So it's one of those things where he's not lived up to what he was even, not just necessarily brought in to do, but what he was doing in the past. He's not even living up to that standard. And that standard may not have been worth 20, but it was worth a hell of a lot more than what he did last year. So sometimes you can't blame Daryl Morey. Sometimes it's on the player. And in this case, to me, is it a great contract? No. It's a lot of money to pay a stretch four. But if he produced like you thought he could have been an integral part of this team this year.
I mean, he's the executive of the year. He's Daryl Morey. He's going to make things work. The thing is that we didn't know what we were going to get between Ryan Anderson's ears. Because what we've seen more than anything else is a guy that has a God-given ability to shoot the ball. But when he starts missing them, the mental hopscotch he starts playing between his ears, you can see him passing up shots, looking at him going, hot potato, don't want that one, you take that. Then what good are you? Because you were brought in, and Barry, you mentioned all the different things. But he was brought in to shoot. Yep. And when you don't shoot, what good are you?
Yep.
And the problem also is he's shooting them from Galveston. When you're not on,
don't you
step closer to the line.
I'm leaving the show right now.
Huh?
No.
That's my Bill Worrell for the day for you.
Thank you.
All the way from Galveston, he missed that one, Barry.
I hate you.
My mic does sound like it's echoing, by the way.
It's this, look, keep talking and watch when I mute my mic. Just say some words.
All right. I'm talking. You're absolutely right.
Isn't that weird? It's I don't know what the deal is. It's like you can, it's picking up the AC on mine or something. I don't know.
Harrison, are you hearing that? Because normally it's Barry's mic, but today I'm hearing like an echo off of my mic, and listeners are tweeting us, letting us know the same thing.
Yeah, I'm picking it up too. I'm not sure what could be causing that.
I don't know, but it's on you to figure it out in the next 5 minutes.
Copy that.
Is it? No. Okay.
We got to put some pressure on the young guy. The fill-in.
Yes, okay.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, HRNP Listener Line, 713-780-3776, where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Barry and I, along with Harrison for the ride, will be right back right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still in hour number one of the big show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a windscreen that hopefully will take away some of the...
Yeah, let's see if it works. Turn the music down. Harrison, let's see if this works. So, this is...
You sound clear.
Yeah, I still sound okay.
Don't give yourself... Don't pad your stats.
I sound amazing. But let's see. So, you start talking. I'm going to mute and see if it still does the same thing.
All right. So, there we go. And nope.
Still did it.
It still did it. Yep.
This is so weird.
Travis Porter's the one that said, something's going on with Joel's mic. Sounds like he's across the room.
Dude, I can take this nasty-ass windscreen thing off.
Ugh. You just threw it where there's two other ones just sitting over there.
Yeah, it just absorbs spit and bad breath. Ugh, those things disgust me. Yeah, those things gross me out.
People don't get it. You're the germaphobe, but I'm not doing that. I'm bringing my own windscreen.
Yeah, you know where you got it from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you come in here, when I first started working here, and you come in here and the thing's kind of moist.
No, they just stunk.
And they stink? I'm like, nah, that's
not. So I was like, I'm going to.
Doing all that.
Ugh, no. I had to have my own, and then I lost it, and that's not good.
So did you watch the Astros last night?
I watched the 10th inning.
That's it?
That's it.
What else was on TV?
You know, I have other things going on besides sitting around watching TV all day.
Yeah, you were counting the money you lost when the fertilizer floated
away. No, I was in the lab making beats.
Oh, you were drum kitting it?
Yeah, well, I've been teaching myself the drums.
Yes, how's that going?
But I'm getting pretty good. I'm not getting pretty good. I'm getting good relative to where I was at before. So I've got the three different limbs going. Okay. I've got the hi-hat and the snare and the bass drum. I can add in a crash cymbal and an open hi-hat, which is the left foot. So I can get four things at once.
Wow.
Yeah, but I can't be fast. Like, it's got to be about 100 BPMs or so.
We'll be approaching organized chaos in a minute.
So that's going to... But I mean, I think I've told you before, but back in high school, I used to make beats, like produce like hip hop and stuff. And
last week you've been trying to get Jason to get your beats.
Yeah, I gave him one to OneDot, and he hasn't. I don't even know if Jason's listened to it yet. But so that's always been a passion of mine, music, and I've never learned any. That's why I'm excited about the drums, as I've always been self taught. Anything I ever did, I'm really excited because I'm actually going through lessons on how to play the drums. But it made me like rekindle the stuff. So I downloaded this software that I had used a long time ago and started doing that again and just messing around.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like it's always been a passion, but it's also a hobby. So it's just something I do.
Ooh, occupies your time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My wife hates it, but whatever.
It's a lot better than like just randomly just sitting on Twitter.
That's true.
Doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
See, I watched the game.
And?
I mean, Gerrit Cole didn't have his best stuff yesterday, and I don't know if that was when AJ shook up the rotation and mixed up things, took McCullough out for a couple, McCullough's out of the rotation at that spot to give him a couple extra days. Cole didn't have his best stuff, but what I really like, and I continue to say this about this team, is they get off to a
four. Ken Giles still hasn't blown a save. You like that, right?
No. You and Kenny G. Matter of fact, you bring Kenny G and he can play some sax when you're doing the drums. That's a good combination player.
Is it sax or is it the flute?
Kenny G played a sax.
I don't think it was the sax.
Look it up.
Is that long? The sax.
I bet it is, but I'm just telling you. Was
it a straight saxophone? I mean,
straight or gay? I don't know. I just know it was a saxophone. Yeah.
I don't know. Are you sure?
Look it up.
All right.
In the meantime, I like the fact that in several games recently, when they've been winning games, they've been finding a way to not only put together rallies late when they're trailing, but no. But overall,
instruments: soprano saxophone, alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, flutes.
So you went right to the flute. Skip over the first three, which are more prevalent.
I mean, but so we were both right.
No.
Yes.
But you can think that.
Well, it says flute. How am I wrong? We were both right.
Because if you look at what he was known for, Harrison, and the instrument he used to be recording when he was recording his albums, I'm pretty sure it was a saxophone.
You're the third. You're a third party, neutral party.
Oh, I said,
Kenny G plays the flute. Wikipedia says flutes. Am I wrong?
First YouTube video I found has him playing what looks to be maybe a clarinet.
That's actually what I was looking for. Is not a flute, but the clarinet, because it's straight, right? Like, it doesn't have the S shape of a saxophone. I didn't know what the hell it was, but clarinet was what I was looking for. But turns out he does play the flute.
I will say, though, that everything I've ever known about Kenny G, I've associated with the saxophone.
Thank you. As a neutral third party.
Did you say it was sex or the saxophone?
You always got to muck
it
up.
You hear what you want to hear, Barry.
Yeah, you always have to muck it up to try and get away
You ever made love with Kenny G on in the background?
Can't say I have.
Okay. I mean, I don't think anybody has.
Not unless I wanted to fall asleep.
Except for Kenny G.
You think Kenny G plays his own music?
Without a doubt.
And he's got a mirror just so he can watch himself?
I would say you're right. I'd say the other guy is Yanni.
No, Michael Bolton probably has sex to his own music,
probably,
too.
Right. I would throw him in there, too. But Yanni.
Not sex, though. Not, no. Not, I mean.
Yanni?
Yanni's no just way. Got that Yanni's kinda... not sex music, though. Kenny G, Michael Bolton, that's kind of, you know.
What is Kenny G, Songbird? That song just makes me want to throw up.
Does it?
Like, if I'm Joey Chestnut, the minute I'm done eating hot dogs, I want to hear Songbird. Yeah, this. The minute it comes on, I'll be like...
So you're going to go out to Songbird now, right? Okay, cool.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
We didn't even get to the saxophone part. We just heard the lead, and it was like, just the flute. That's enough.
Yeah, just the flute part.
Man, that's hard to take.
Yeah, I'm not a big Kenny G fan. What about... So that whole genre, though, is it adult contemporary? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I think that's a good way to classify it. Yes, I would agree with that. I just know that when I was an intern with the Blazers in Portland, they used to do these like booze cruises for sponsors. And my boss put me in charge of all these different things. And she's like, you also have to go out and you have to get music for the boat for like a 3-hour
trip. Did you get Yacht Rock?
And I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? I don't know what you people listen to. And she's like, just go out and get like a Kenny G and a Spyro Gyra.
What the hell is a Spyro Gyra?
Is more like saxophone jazz.
Wow.
So she was trying to get you down an elevator music type road.
But then when I just, after all my work was done and the party actually began and I kind of sat back and watched, it was perfect. Because as people were like wanting to talk to each other and mingle with drinks, they didn't want to hear any vocals. They just wanted to hear some soothing sounds while they heard the waves crash against the boat. I was
this
is awful.
That
try Spyro Gyra. I think one of them is
Go out with Kenny G Songbird just to piss him off, and then you can come back with Spyro Gyra
like morning dance. I think it's in the album, but yeah, it's exactly
thinks,
what it
he
is.
He thinks, wink, wink, Mister, it's on my iPod.
Oh no, my dad would listen to it too.
Really?
And I was like, oh, this is awful. Like in my house, if you weren't up by like 9 a.m., my dad was going to play his music.
He was going to play Spyro Gyra.
It was like big band or like the Brat Pack.
Oh, really?
But then he would go into the Spyro Gyra. And I was like,
oh,
what
no.
is that?
At least my dad listened to like Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and stuff.
Oh, my dad had some Willie too, but not in the morning. In the morning, I was always graced with the worst music on the planet.
Spyro Gyra.
I want Spyro
Gyra.
That
sounds like something you could get at that Greek place over here at the gas station.
You get a side of falafel and... Some pita bread.
Listen, I would like 2 Spyro Gyras, a falafel, and some pita bread to go, please. Thank you.
You got it. It'd be perfect.
That is awesome. You know what else is perfect? Man, this upcoming tournament with Steelhouse Poker Club, that's perfect. I mean, Steelhouse Poker Club did bring you the largest opening weekend in the history of poker in the state of Texas. $100,000 guaranteed tournament. As you know, if you've been listening, it ended up being almost $250,000 in the prize pool. They're back bigger and better than ever. In October, Steelhouse Poker Club has a $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming up. It's awesome. I'm excited. I'm going to be in it. And one of the easiest ways to win a seat in that tournament is by getting in on their daily cash games. They've got games that start at 2 p.m. Those cash games, they run all day long. So there's no excuse not to get out there. I know you got work or whatever is going on, but they run all day. And so if you get off work at 5, 6 o'clock, head up I-45 North right there at West Road. Easy on, easy off, easy to get to. You don't have to sit through a bunch of lights on some of these roads in the middle of Midtown or whatever. Super easy to get to, super easy to play. 20 tables, tons of TVs, so you're not going to miss the Astros game. They've got a bar set up for you, so if you need mixers for your drinks, they've got food trucks. I mean, everything you could want, including lingerie on Friday night. Yeah, that's not a bad thing either. So you get poker, you're winning some money, you got lingerie, you got sports on the TV. I mean, what else could you want on a Friday night? And don't forget, man, they give out a ton of money during the week. $75,000 guaranteed payouts all week long, including it peaks on Saturday at $25,000 guaranteed payout. So check that out as well. You can get information about that $500,000 tournament in October on their website, plus all the stuff that they have going on. The website is steelhousepoker.com. Steelhousepoker.com. That's steelhousepoker.com.